Hello.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion story about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I want to ask you for information. I speak with Veronica.
Master's calling?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Oh, okay. This is her.
Oh, hi, Veronica. Are you still living in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
This is a small survey that we're going to do. It's really interesting. I think you find it interesting anyway. Let me ask you, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Somewhat in the right direction.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River in the community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I know the Lavin area. I live in Lavin.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see now. And now, what year were you born? Yes,
1973.
Thank you.
Huh?
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
You or someone in your house, a household member? Are you?
Both.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's fair now. It used to be excellent.
And now it's just fair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life. A 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Number 1, more dining and entertainment options, 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, 1 to 5.
I'm going to say 2.
Thank you. More good-paying jobs, 1 to 5.
That would be 5.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy, 1 to 5.
I'm going to say that's a 2.
What is it?
2.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance, 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities, 1 to 5.
3.
Thank you. Better public transportation options, 1 to 5.
What was that?
Better public transportation options.
I'm going to say a 2. It doesn't really,
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
How about the right amount?
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. First one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes or no?
Yes.
As strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
You say yes, right? Strongly or
yes.
Somewhat? Yes, strongly. Or yes, somewhat? Thank you.
Strongly.
Mm-hmm. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains are strong. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets. Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Doctor offices and hospitals. Yes or no?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? I have to write it down, so be specific, like something that you, there's very few or you haven't seen any in Laveen that you like to see.
I would like a, like a Costco.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or a Trader Joe's, Costco, Trader Joe's.
Costco and what?
Trader Joe's.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all? What do you think?
I mean, I guess for others it's a problem, but it's a problem everywhere else too.
Okay. But what would you say? Is it a big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem?
I'm going to say a slight problem.
Okay, thank you. And mm-hmm. how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say not a problem at all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to reach you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen.
Okay.
Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Housing mm-hmm. options for seniors, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Single family mm-hmm. detached homes, yes or no?
What is that? Just like the houses or?
Yeah, single family.
No, there's already enough here.
Okay, thank you. Townhouses mm-hmm. or attached homes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
In Phoenix, all my life.
Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Okay, the first one is we propose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or do you oppose?
Replace the stores with new housing?
Replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. In other words,
no.
Turn it, no, okay. So do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Yes, strongly oppose.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or oppose?
Oh, strongly oppose that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
No. I strongly oppose.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you.
Strongly oppose. Uh-huh.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Oppose?
No, strongly oppose. I oppose strongly. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you, a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Listen, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000. I'm sorry?
$100,000 to $125,000, yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisors, can I just have your first name, Veronica, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation and enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. Bye.
Bye.